Timeline, written by Mel Tatum, performed by Mel Tatum,
Mark Horning,
Elizabeth Yawn Williams,
and Charles Burgess.
I'm Marilyn Miller, moderator of this event. Welcome to our science fiction theater.
What the hell was that?
Breaking news. This just in. A bomb has exploded in a Dallas federal building. So far, casualties are unknown. More details as they become available.
Shit, I am out of here. Who the hell are you? How did you get in here? Get out of my way.
Quick, get under the desk. There's a bomb in the basement. Take cover.
A bomb in the basement? How do you know that?
Don't argue. There's no time.
No, stand by the window.
Stand by the window? Are you crazy? She'll be killed.
That's the point.
No, she must live and go on to do great things.
Freeze. Time continuum patrol. We received a call that you two are tampering with the time continuum. Stop immediately. Return to your own time or I'll be forced to dissipate your atomic structure.
Crap.
You mortals amaze us. You are the one tampering. We are Melkor. We are correcting an error.
One intruder dissipated. You, return or become galactic waste like your friend.
I'm going. I'm gone.
Please excuse this interruption. Continue with your activities. Pretend this did not happen.
Pretend it didn't happen? Are you kidding me? I am out of here.
As we reported earlier, a second bomb exploded in the Dallas Federal Courthouse. I am here with an office worker who escaped mere moments before the explosion. Ma'am, do you think foreign terrorists are responsible for this attack?
Foreign? Hell, you could say that. They were from a different time continuum.
Huh. Well, what makes you say that?
They were in my office talking to me.
I see. Thank you.
No, it's true. You gotta believe me. I mean, where's the time cop? He was there. He'll tell.
Obviously, suffering from traumatic effects of near-death experience. We'll bring you more details about what really happened as they become available. This is Charles Burgess, signing off for WTMJ. Back to you, Mel.
This production was recorded and edited with sound effects by Marilyn Miller.